The sling rebounded, jarring against his paw.
Youch!
Dwink was wringing his numbed paw when he caught sight of his enemy off to the right. It was a painted one, about the same age as himself. The tree rat snickered scornfully, loping off into the tall trees. Dwink went hurtling after him, blazing with anger that he had been fooled by a painted one. Now the foe beast seemed to be circling back by a roundabout route, not seeking to disguise his track by stealth or silence. Almost bursting with wrath, Dwink charged after him. Ahead he caught sight of a massive five-topped oak rearing out of the woodlands. The painted one went straight for it, bounding onto its broad limbs and springing upward. Dwink leapt onto the same branch where his foe had alighted. Whirling his sling, he shouted up into the high foliage.
I've got you! There's no place to go but up now, is there, you villain?
Suddenly, from far off, a clamour rent the air. War cries, shouts and screams. Dwink halted for one brief moment, wondering why the Red Wallers and Gowson had engaged with the tree rats. Out of nowhere, a thin, tough rope came whipping. The stone attached to its end smashed into the side of Dwink's head. He collapsed, draped over the bough, senseless. Jeg, son of Chigid, clambered down to view his work. He was beside himself with glee. He had finally done something worthy of a chieftain's son, captured one of the enemy, single-pawed. Snickering and giggling to himself, Jeg bound his captive viciously tight. Having accomplished this, he secured the rope's end to the bough, looped the remainder around the squirrel's footpaws, and kicked him savagely. Dwink fell from the oak limb and hung dangling upside down. Jeg climbed to the lower branch, where he stood facing Dwink on a level with his face.